Your name is Odelia.
Correct.
And you're an activist who helped to organize this manifestation today?
Well, we've been organizing for, my organization's been organizing for the past 15 years. We're a human rights watch. So we're this is very important to us as Oaxacans, as indigenous people, what's going on in Oaxaca.
And was this demonstration organized by a coalition of groups?
It's a coalition of indigenous groups, indigenous people from Oaxaca, and solidarity organizations.
Solidarity organizations, very good. And what would you say are the main demands of the struggle in Oaxaca right now?
The main demand is for the Federal Preventive Police to be removed from Oaxaca, for Fox to recover his memory and say that to Fox to recover his memory, because he seems to lost it, by sending federal troops and claiming that there is no dead people, there is no casualties, mm-hmm. which there is, mm-hmm. and we mm-hmm. want the criminals to be put in jail. Mm-hmm. And also for the governor, Ulises Ruiz Ortiz, to be removed from power. He has caused way too much damage, too many dead people, too many harassment, he's a dictator. We have a dictator within the Republic of Mexico, and we want him out.
To what extent would you say that this uprising is related to the fraudulent election of Calderon? To what extent is there a connection between that and the uprising in Oaxaca?
This is a people's movement. It's not a political party movement. When it started, all political parties, all three of them, four of them, the Green Party, everything, completely ignore the request of the indigenous communities to be removed. Now that they're coming out and saying we're part of it, it's just opportunism as far as I'm concerned, because those people did not listen to the community. This is a way apart, this is a movement of Oaxacan people, of indigenous people in the rural areas who are impoverished, are very poor. We have no potable water, no electricity, and no political party ever paid attention. So as the Apple in LA, as an Apple in Mexico, we want nothing to do with them.
Now that this is happening though, has there been any sign of support from the Obrador forces?
I would say it's an opportunism. It's not support, it's opportunism, because he has shown up right after all the massacres that happened. He had the power to say no, he had the power to mobilize people before it happened, mm-hmm. but he didn't do that. After that, people have mobilized nationwide, then he starts to mobilize it. And that's not right, because this is a movement of the people and not of political parties. We are not going to be used again as the scapegoats, or their little mascots, as their little Indian mascots. As far as we're concerned, we just, you on your movement, if you want to support, you're welcome to support, but don't mention your political party. We don't have a political party affiliation as a movement.
Is there any relationship to movements in other states of Mexico, such as the Zapatista movement, for example?
Again, if they're supporting, great, their support is very welcome. But Oaxaca, it's its own movement. It's been struggling for 514 years, and we're going to continue the struggle as Oaxacans.
What's the nature of the relationship between the solidarity movement here, such as the people who organized this demonstration, and the people in Oaxaca? Is there a direct relationship, a direct connection, or is it more that you're just saying, we are in support, we are here, and we see what's happening, and we are independently building this movement here to support the people of Oaxaca?
There's a direct relationship from the people, at least at Apo LA, we have direct contact, because within, as a friend, within our members, there's people in leadership in the Apo, in the Section 22, and everybody here within the communities, they have a brother, they have a sister, they have a cousin. So we have more contact, direct relationship. We know what happens before the news comes out. We know what happens, what really happens, because when the news gets through the media, then it's all distorted.
Yes.
So we get direct information. When we have protests or manifestations here at the consulate, we make direct calls to all the leaders from the local communities, to the leadership of the APO and the Sección 22, as well as in the rural areas, not only in the city, because we must recognize it's not the teachers' movement anymore, it's the people's movement, And it's not only in Oaxaca City, but it is also in the Sierra Norte, in the Sierra Sur, and in the Istmo, Los Valles Centrales, the Mixteca, the Triqui region. All the 16 regions are involved. I mean, all the 7 regions with the 16 ethnic groups are involved. So it's not longer the teachers, it's everybody's.
Now, I appreciate that you're saying that this movement originates in Oaxaca with the indigenous people of Oaxaca, and that it is its own, it has its own character and its own base. But do you see the issues that this movement is confronting as strongly related to the globalization that's occurring throughout, well, not just, you know, Mexico, but Central America, South America, they're attempting, and so on. How do you see that relationship? And if there is such a relationship, then how do you see your relationship with other movements that are fighting against globalization, that are fighting against neoliberalism?
We are fighting very strongly against neoliberalism. One, because indigenous groups, be it here in Colombia, Oaxaca, Guatemala, we are the target of all these transnationals, because we are very rich in soil. Mm-hmm. We are very rich in natural resources. Mm-hmm. And that's what these corporations are after. And that's one of the reasons when this movement, they say it's the teacher. No, it's not the teacher. It's to fight against the privatization of schools. Because once they start privatizing their school, they get into our highlands. They'll privatize our water.
Yes.
They education, mm-hmm. everything else. So we have a broader movement, but it's non-political affiliated, because the political parties have been a tool to bring neoliberalism, globalization to our communities, be it indigenous or not indigenous. So our movement, as with the solidarity groups, with other indigenous movement, with other people from here to Korea, from here to South America, but as a movement of people. The political parties have just done very damage to us here in Oaxaca, in Colombia, in Guatemala. They've used us and they've used our natural resources. We have fighting the PPP, the Plan Puebla Panama, which is ready just to abolish all indigenous communities once they start the Plan Puebla Panama, because that's part of neoliberalism and globalization. So that's going to kill all our natural resources. They're going to start breaking our communities apart, to replace them to different areas where it's not their habitat. So we're fighting it in very different ways. The only distinction is, when I said that, was because of the political parties want to be like the leaders of this movement now. Mm-hmm. But we know that the Obrador never said anything against it. He actually said he was going to support the Plan Puebla Panama at one point.
If there is one thing that you want the English-speaking community of Los Angeles to understand about this movement, what would it be? You don't have to choose just one, but any of those things.
What would it be is that we have to all be together and work in a circle to fight neoliberalism, first of all. And stay away from the political parties that have used us all these years, be it your indigenous, your mestizo, your Anglo, it doesn't matter what race you are, but you have to hold your hands together as people and work from your heart and work from the bottom. Because if we depend too much on institutions, there's just not gonna work.
And one last thing is, you say that your movement here has been here for 15 years. And what other issues have you addressed in the past prior to the Oaxacan uprising?
Actually, the organization I represent started as a Oaxacan indigenous group. Mm-hmm. And then it became our organization, the Frente Indígena de Organizaciones Binacionales, to be more inclusive with other indigenous migrants. We have worked on different issues for like translation in the courts, workshops in indigenous languages, labor laws, labor to prevent labor violations, the school, betterment of the school for indigenous people, education for the service providers nationwide to learn about indigenous cultures, because many of us ended up in jail because no Mexican, no Latino, no Anglo knew about us. And they like, these people are crazy. We don't know, they don't speak English, they don't speak Spanish. Let's put them in a mental institution. They're crazy, let's take away their kids. They're crazy, let's put them in jail. We've been accused of crimes that were never committed. So all these other things we have worked on, and we're constantly working on different issues when it comes to human rights, not only on indigenous, but also like on migration and all other things that affect the human world.
So you're basically building the integrity and defending the immigrant community, the rights of the
people
who are living here. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Is there any contact information that you would like to provide for people who want to get in touch with your organizations?
Okay, our website is www.fiob.org, and we have a number where the Apple LA could be reached at 213-251-8481.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.